It's time.
Yo, dude.
For the Greasy Report.
Oh my God, I love Joe.
Greasy Report.
That's my boy.
With Joe Claire.
Yo!
You show is ugly.
It's time for the Greasy Report with Joe Claire on the Frank Ski Show.
Today's Greasy Report is brought to you by Working Out with the White Guys. What an awesome feeling. Thanks, gentrification. And first, the Fat Boys break up, and now this news. After opening to disastrous business and poor reviews on June the 19th, the urban rap musical inspired by the lyrics and poetry of Tupac Shakur will close next Sunday. Holler If You Hear Me, the non-biographical rap musical set in a tough inner-city neighborhood in the industrial Midwest, will have its final performance July 20th, just a month after opening. Broadway insiders say that the problem stems from a lack of funding and experience on behalf of the production and management team. We here at the Greasy Report have a different take. We believe turnout was low because of a number of factors beyond Broadway's control. Number one, all the Tupac fans had to go to work, man.
Aha!
See, they in their 30s and 40s and they got to work because they were smoking blunts and drinking Alizé in their 20s.
Aha!
Broadway should have said it was a Tupac day party. Should have called it Machiavelli time. You wouldn't have had no problem getting black folks out. Number two, they used the wrong name. Holler If You Hear Me? Yeah, that's cool. But what about Thug Passion or California Love? Or I Ain't a Killer But Don't Push Me? Revenge is like the sweetest joy next to getting... You know the rest. That would have been much better.
Uh-huh.
And number three, y'all know that the people at Wicked and the Lion King was hating. They was like, he's going to take the property value down. Uh-uh, we can't have that on Broadway. So good luck to the next incarnation of the Tupac musical. In Weave Me Alone news, our girl Pam Oliver is back in the news.
Hey.
If you'll remember, back in January, Pam Oliver, the sister who does sideline commentary for the NFL on Fox, came under fire for not having that head nice and tight during the broadcast. Black women everywhere were up in arms and berated the lady when she showed up on the air with new growth, raggedy edges, and no sheen or shine on her do. Well, unfortunately, Pam Oliver has been pushed to the number two spot and will be replaced by Erin Andrews. She's the Caucasian woman who Richard Sherman scared the bejesus out of with his rant last year.
Don't you ever talk about me!
Pam is taking it in stride, though, and shied away from saying anything negative about Andrews. She told reporters, I live in the real world, and I know that television tends to get younger where women are concerned. However, we reached Pam Oliver's weave for comment, and this is what she had to say.
So what, don't nobody care about being on those sidelines when I'm about to be on the front lines over at the new Fox? We about to be on one real live. Tell everybody that was hating on us last season, I told y'all haters, it's my motivators. Let's go get this money, Pam, and this oil sheen you got in here is giving me my life right now, girl. Yes, yes, yes.
Hey, that's the Greasy Report, and I am off to happy hour.
Yes, bitch, yes.
It's the Greasy Report with Joe Claire on the Frank Ski Show.
On a station that sounds like Washington.
WHUR.